This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 93XRT. I'm Lynn Bramer. And, you know, I don't have to tell anybody the Rolling Stones are my favorite rock band, because everybody already knows. And as the band grows older, I live in fear that it's only a matter of mortality, that someone's time is sure to come. He was the heartbeat of the Rolling Stones, the sinuous spine of the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Impeccably dressed and quiet, Charlie Watts was an anathema to the wild horse's reputation of the Glimmer Twins. And when Mick Jagger would introduce the members of the Rolling Stones on stage, the crowd reserved some of its deepest admiration and respect for the drummer of the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts has died at the age of 80, and somewhere in the vaults of rock and roll heaven, St. Peter is saying, Charlie sounds good tonight, because he sounded good every night. Charlie Watts was only a schoolboy in the early 50s, and he liked playing cricket and soccer. He also loved music, but his first instrument was a banjo. But he was a guy that had an eye for style, and he didn't like the dots on the fretboard of the banjo. So what did he do? He took the neck of the banjo off. And around the same time, he heard a drummer called Chico Hamilton, played with Jerry Mulligan. And he said, you know what? I like the idea of playing drums more than I like the idea of playing the banjos. So he took the bottom of the banjo and put it on a stand and turned it into a makeshift snare drum. His parents said, well, better get this guy some real drums. He got his first drum kit in 1955. Charlie Watts has passed away. He was 80 years old. We'd heard August 5th that he had decided not to resume the No Filter Rolling Stones tour whenever that happens. And we were thinking at the time, well, you know, the guy's 80. Does he want to be playing drums, pounding drums at the age of 80 for 2.5, 3 hours on a stage? And then today, the news that Charlie Watts has passed away. You know, I was thinking about a song written by John Hiatt, and John Hiatt is at Ravinia tonight. And I imagine when he sings this line that the crowd will go wild. Slow turning the song, he sings, the kids are in the back, pounding on the seats like Charlie Watts. We are 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock. I'm Lynn Bramer. Charlie Watts has passed away at the age of 80. And if you're a Rolling Stones fan, and hey, who isn't? You know, you look at Jagger and Richards on stage, you go, boy, they are cool. But then you see who's playing the drums, and you go, you know, Charlie's the coolest. I was reading an obituary in the New York Times by John Perales, and he described Charlie Watts playing on this particular song as relentless. A couple more songs from the Rolling Stones as we pay tribute to Charlie Watts, who's passed away at the age of 80. We heard Beast of Burden, a perfect example of his excellent timekeeping, and we heard him making it work with Painted Black from the Rolling Stones, all here on 93XRT. More Stones coming up a little bit later on and throughout the afternoon and evening, right here on your favorite family radio station, WXRT. A day of deep and abiding loss here at 93XRT and in Chicago as we remember the late, great Charlie Watts. And as we spin you some of those Stones classics, and we're forced to reflect on the drum intros and drum fills and even cowbell, and the rhythm of the spheres filtered through a working-class British kid, I'm also drawn to some of their lesser-known tracks, where the groove is deep and the funk is real. Charlie Watts and the Rolling Stones. Where else but 93XRT. This is 93XRT. It was the late Charlie Watts who said, "I don't like drum solos. I admire some people that do them, but generally I prefer drummers playing with the band. The challenge with rock and roll is the regularity of it. My thing is to make it a dance sound. It should swing and bounce."
Wow. That's a great quote, and that certainly is true. Charlie Watts, so understated. And the title of an early Stones song, I think, pretty much describes Charlie Watts: cool, calm, and collected.
He was in that maelstrom that was the Rolling Stones, captured so vividly in the movie Gimme Shelter and all the craziness surrounding him. He was the rock. He was the bedrock. He was the rhythm section there behind the band. You know, Keith Richards was interviewed once and said he used to look at the hole in Charlie Watts' drum, bass drum, so they could watch him hit the bass drum to help him keep time.
Right. And he also had so many different styles to choose from, blues and jazz, where he came from. And in the service of what would be called the world's greatest rock and roll band, his drumming is pretty much what set them apart from everyone.
Yeah. Well, it's a very sad day, a shadow on a sunny day, hearing that Charlie Watts has passed away. And as you've heard me say many times, this is the greatest song ever written, and Charlie Watts is the drummer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.